Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Iraqi special forces neared the eastern city limits of Mosul Monday, tightening the noose as the offensive to retake the Islamic State group stronghold entered its third week. Forces from the elite counterterrorism service faced mortar fire as they closed in. A spokesman for the CTS said that if everything were secured, they would be 700 meters from Mosul by tonight. A rebel assault to break the siege of Syria's Aleppo slowed Monday amid fierce resistance from regime forces, as the UN said it was appalled by opposition fire on civilian. Syrian opposition activists, meanwhile, are calling on the UN and the international community to push for the release of tens of thousands of detainees in Syria. Lisa Schlein reports.
Member of the Syrian opposition's High Negotiations Committee, Khaled Kodja, tells VOA the release of detainees in Syria is a crucial confidence-building measure in the peace process.
Making progress in this file, in detainees' file, will help us to improve the negotiation process and shift toward political solution with the other confidence-building measures like breaking the siege and providing humanitarian aid for the Syrian people.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and U.K. Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson met in London Monday in a bid to try to break Libya's political stalemate. They were joined by Libya's designated prime minister as well as other diplomats. UNICEF says 1 in 7 of the world's children are exposed to pollution levels 6 or more times higher than international standards set by the WHO. This is VOA News.